When Jesus gives thanks for and blesses and breaks five small loaves of unleavened bread and two fish to feed the crowd of 5,000 that's sitting on the carpet of green grass, as John tells the story, most of us think of it as a miracle. We don't often see it in the terms that John describes it, as Jesus' desire that the people be fed and without having to resort to the use of money. When Jesus asks the disciples to feed the crowd, they complain they can't possibly afford to feed the crowd and there's no place to get food. Jesus ensures even then that thousands of people get their fill by means of this holy picnic he creates and provides the food for, even in the middle of the wilderness. Even then, we don't seem to take John's word or care that this seems to be an attack on our basic way of life where we exchange money for goods and services. We don't understand it as Jesus offering an alternative narrative for viewing the world about how we should live, one in which God provides what we need. Jesus' words follow ancient promises. How does the book of Exodus describe it? God said to Moses, "I'm going to rain bread down from the skies for you. The people will go out and gather each day's ration." And it turns out the people, the crowds, the 5,000 who are fed are impressed that Jesus fed them, and for free. There is such a thing as a free lunch. They got it. The crowds of ancient Hebrew people experienced it, God feeding them with bread from heaven. And when Jesus breaks the bread and feeds thousands, the crowds are easily convinced this is an economic boon. Yes, they follow Jesus. Yes, they see being fed as an economic gain. And no, that's not what Jesus says this is. This feeding of everyone in the wilderness. This food, this miracle of bread and fish doesn't last, Jesus tells them. Yes, God provides all that we need, but it's not an economic stimulus check. Jesus is saying that what Moses did was to give the people the bread that came down from heaven, but that what God was doing now for the people was giving them the bread that gives life to the whole world through Jesus. So that those who align themselves with Jesus will never suffer hunger or thirst. Aligning ourselves with Jesus means participating and building a world that doesn't operate in the ways that we think it should, but makes alive the kingdom of God in our midst. The kingdom of God. Aligning ourselves with Jesus is not believing in him so that he will feed us. Aligning ourselves with Jesus means feeding others because that's what Jesus would do. Helping others because that's what Jesus did. Healing others because that is love, and love is what makes the world go round and round and round and with joy. Aligning ourselves with Jesus breaks the worldly traditions of economic success and treating one another with an eye for an eye kind of justice. Aligning ourselves with Jesus means a narrative of repentance, forgiveness, death, and resurrection, renouncing our worldliness and advancing the kingdom of God. For having tasted the food of freedom, love, and joy, we are called to make the recipe of mercy, grace, and healing. The idea of a free lunch gets everyone excited, even now, still. Aligning ourselves with Jesus isn't as popular as a free lunch. but it is God's way. So trust that God gives us everything that we need. Know that we are freed in order to free others. Trust that we are blessed in order to bless others. Live knowing God seeks to give us everything and with joy. All authority and power and dominion to the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ our Lord, now and in the age to come. Amen.